Hello and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host, James Sutherland,
and with me dying.
is the producer, not so extraordinary right at this moment because he turned that on before I was ready, Jason Hewlett.
I'm not the guy that just had the double shot of mocha...
energy coffee stuff?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
thank you, Starbucks.
With vodka, apparently.
No, I was just joking.
Well, it is the Christmas season. I mean, we're like 4 days away from Christmas.
Thanks. And that's another episode of the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. We are out of here.
We need to do Christmas shopping.
Oh, right. I was thinking, going to go... Never mind. So, yeah. So this one, we're talking about staying fit and maintaining your fitness regime. There's another big word. We had big words last week, too.
We did. I don't remember them, though.
No, because I washed since then, so I don't have them written on my hand anymore.
Right.
Yeah, maintaining a fitness regime during this crazy Christmas season.
Which is something, as people who even train, like you and I, James, like, you know, this the next few days become crazy, especially if you're dealing with family and having lots of people over or traveling for the holidays, because a lot of people do that now that we can travel. Well, not in BC, we can't really go anywhere because all the bridges and all the roads got washed out.
Yeah, so unless you're flying somewhere, you're kind of hooped.
But it is typically a very busy time of year. And the thing, even for the healthiest of people, that maintaining that health kind of sometimes gets pushed to the wayside. It's just become busy and usually you just forget.
Or I'll just do it later. Another hour I'll go do it. Else happens and all of a sudden it's 4 hours later.
And you've eaten a bunch of food and you've suddenly had a couple liquor drinks.
And it's bedtime. Whether you want it to be or not.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of things going on, like we were just referring to, that we're going to have to bolt out of here and go Christmas shopping right away. but yeah, there's even just that simple stuff. And that Christmas shopping in itself can be a bit of a nightmare.
Oh.
Right? Like that's, it can be
a little bit.
It can be a strain on the mental health as well.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm getting your book from you for Christmas so I don't have to go shopping for my daughter.
Convenient.
I hope she's not listening. Don't listen. Plug ears. There you go. because it's nice and easy, right? But that can be a big mental strain. And then when you get home from that, a lot of people, you know, throw the bags in the house and then sit down on the couch and have that drink or watch that TV show or eat that meal and then fall asleep.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas having that tension and frustration that's being built up inside for, you know, 2 or 3 hours of annoying Christmas shoppers in the mall or wherever you might be, go to a gym, do a workout, get some aggression out that way, go for a walk. It's usually brisk and, very refreshing air in this time of the year. So, you know, getting out and trying to be active for half an hour, even, you know, 45 minutes. That's what we talked about on your show all those years ago.
Yep.
That doesn't have to be your big normal hour and a half or whatever, however long you might work out, training sessions during this time of year. Because granted, that is very difficult for pretty much anybody to maintain. But taking care of yourself is even more important than taking care of your families at this point, because if you don't have a solid mental health situation and solid physical health situation going on, you're not going to be that lovely host or hostess for your family or friends that are visiting during the holiday season.
Very, very true. And I liked how you said, like, just go do a workout. And I mean, and it doesn't have to be long. Like in my running days when I could run, even in the winter, I bought Yak Tracks. I'd have them on the bottom of my runners. I'd throw them on. I'd just do a quick half hour sprint around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that makes enough difference. It doesn't have to be this marathon, 5 kilometer, 10K endurance run. Just something that gets you moving, gets you outside, gets the heart rate going, allows you to clear your head. You're good. Like you could do like the resistance training stuff we do. You could hook up the bands to your outside stairs or underneath the doorway, do some curls, some tries, buys. You're good.
Yeah. You can throw those resistance bands in your car and drive to a park and do it there. Put your snowshoes on and go for a hike in the woods and have, you know, like there's a million different things you can do. But I think too many of us get wrapped up in, oh, I got to make sure this is happening. Make sure this, you know, and take care of everybody. Or there's those people that are showing up at your house and just sit around and expect to be waited on. So try to get those people out. Say, hey, you know, it's a nice day today. It's, you know, 8 degrees or something, maybe we should all go for a walk. I'll stay here and clean up and you guys go for a nice walk. But, you know, because that can help them too. And if they're not, especially if they're not the exercise or the outdoorsy type people, if they are willing to do something like that, unknowingly, that it is actually going to help them in their mental state because they're cooped up in your house or wherever you may be, try to get them out, you know, because that can help too. And they won't even realize it if it's done as a small group or whatever. And yeah, time alone is important. But mental health for a bunch of people in a small house and there's six or eight people or whatever they might be, trying to get them out to do something, you're not going to say, okay, well, let's go in the backyard and do some jumping jacks and burpees. that probably won't fly.
Cut a bunch of logs for the fire. Well, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
For individuals, don't get your family to do it.
No. That could be scary. One. Yeah, that's a great one, because if you do have frustration and anger over that uncle who's sitting there with his stinky feet up on your ottoman or something and waiting for you to pour him another glass of whiskey, you can take that aggression out with that axe on that chunk of wood. I don't have any uncles, so that's not a first-hand thing. That's just a, you know, I think I was thinking more of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and Uncle Eddie.
It's a good one.
Right?
Good one.
So anyway, so yeah, that sort of thing. Wood chopping is great, or going to a gym and punching a heavy bag. Mm-hmm. You get some of that frustration and aggression. You may not actually be frustrated and aggressive at anybody in particular, but just tension.
It just builds.
It builds up. So getting that out in a physical way, whether it's a walk, whether it's a jog, whether it's a snowshoe, whether it's chopping wood, whether it's going for a hike in the woods, whether it's going to the gym and hitting a heavy bag, or riding on a bike, or running on a treadmill. Some people love to run to get rid of tension and stress. So whatever it is, realize that through all this time, it's vital that you have to take care of you in order to even consider helping to take care of anybody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? And kids, you don't want to chirp and bark at your kids around Christmas because you're tired and grumpy and you haven't got your exercise in, right? It's not their fault. No, sometimes it might be. But no, realistically, it's not their fault, because they'll probably go out and run and play in the snow. Go have a snowball fight.
Oh, yeah.
Or build a snowman.
That's all it takes. You know, that's like exercise.
Yeah. Well, especially when you get big, you know, wet snow and it's kind of chilly and you have to bundle up, because then you're getting warm when you're working, rolling those, you know, 2-foot-high snowman bottoms and stacking those big, gigantic snow. You know, my daughter liked to build one's very big and see if I could lift them up onto the next snowman thing. And, you know, I only hurt my back once or twice, but, you know, she'd want to see how big she could get it and I could, and if I could lift it. And that's a workout without even realizing it. That's a workout, right? So
it's like sledding, going up and down that hill.
Yeah. Same and especially thing. If you got kids and you're dragging them up and down the hill, or carrying them while you're dragging the sled and carrying a tube and, you know, there's two kids hanging off you. That's a workout.
It's a huge workout.
Right? So when you think about those sort of activities, you don't always think about those as healthy, mind-clearing exercise, but they are.
Yeah.
Right? And it is something you can involve families in, and kids, and, you know, you can bring grandma and grandpa out to sit and watch, or who knows, they might be crazy and want to go down the hill too. But, you know, finding these sort of things to do that just gets people in your family or your friend group that you're spending Christmas with out and active, you can kind of trick them
into being healthy.
Yeah. And, you know, and then it can help make the whole time easier, especially because a lot of times it's not their family are there for a night or two. Often it's 3 or 4 or 5 or a week nights. And that was a weird sentence, but, you know, multiple nights. So, you know, if that's your situation, then right now you got to plan ahead and figure out, what can I do to, okay, this day, if it's nice, we're going to go do this. And this day, if it's nice, we'll go do that. And try to get these people out and active. And even if you get half of them or a quarter of them out, it'll at least help ease the overall tension in the house.
Yes. Now, we'd be remiss to talk about being healthy over Christmas without addressing the eating and the drinking, because that's hard to avoid. But I remember a couple of years ago when we talked about it, you had pretty good tips on how to still enjoy, but not let that get in the way of everything else.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, you and I have talked about that, like with the Lay's potato chips. Mm, but
so good.
But the thing is, yeah, it's anything is fine. You'll see a lot of new diet-type people or health-type, eating healthy-type individuals. Yeah, are focusing on not so much, eat keto or eat this or try this crash diet or this one. It's, everything is fine in moderation.
Yeah.
And that also goes for drinking as well. You know, like it's, if you're, Christmas baking is a lot of people's favorite time of year, the aspect of Christmas is, you know, when grandma or mom or dad, not this dad guy, I don't bake, I cook, I can't bake though. When they put out the big platter full of 97 different types of chocolate, sugar infested treats, moderation, that's all it takes. And yes, sometimes there are certain ones, you know, but that people, you know, Nanaimo bars are usually pretty big, at least in this part of the world, that people gorge themselves on Nanaimo bars till they can't move. So, and then they feel guilty about it and they go, oh, I shouldn't have done, I'm not going to do that again. And they don't eat anything else for the rest of the day because they ate six chunks of Nanaimo bars. Well, that's not a good method either. You still need to eat. But the good thing is that you have to try to get it in your head is that once you've eaten it and it's down and you're done, you can't change it. So what do? You know that, okay, well, now I have to go for that walk that we were just talking mm-hmm. about. Or now I need to do this. Tomorrow morning I'm going to get up and go for a jog or hop on the treadmill and run for 10 minutes. Or, you know, like, but once it's done, it's done. You can't change that. Beating yourself up. I've had clients that do that. They've messaged me and it's like, oh man, I just ate this. I shouldn't have done that. I feel like an idiot. Yeah, you were, but move on.
Yeah, well, yeah. And
right?
And
like,
learn for next time.
Like, pro athletes are like that all the time. Quarterbacks throw an interception. You see the coaches go up to him and smack him on the helmet. Okay, forget about it. Move on. Let's go. Yep. Next play. Right? And that's the same sort of thing with that. And too many people harp on themselves over, oh, I ate too much or I drank too much or whatever. And if you eat all this unhealthy food, that doesn't mean you are done eating for the day. It just means, guess what? Maybe you should be done eating unhealthy food for the day. So have, you know, a nice Caesar salad or something else later on for dinner. Like, just be smart about it and take the time to realize that, okay, I screwed up. I ate more than I should have, but now I'm going to correct that by going for exercise, eating better lunch or better dinner or whatever the case may be.
And if you want to have that Nanaimo bar or something like that, just go, you know, I'm going to have one just to enjoy having it. Because if you try to abstain.
Yes, exactly.
That's 3 days later, point. You're going to eat the six chunks of Nanaimo bar because you held off for 6 days. You're
talk about cravings before, and that's right? Exactly it.
So indulge that craving. Just don't overindulge it. Like I love my whiskey. Well, I will have one whiskey at night with a lot of ice, not four.
Yeah. Right? Exactly.
And then you're okay.
And that's it, too. And the key with the drinking aspect stuff is making sure, as you and I were talking about off air earlier, is the hydration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, okay, you're at a bit of a staff party or, which is a whole nother realm of chaos.
Yeah.
But you're at a staff party or a get together where you know, okay, I'm not just having one drink. This is the kind of night where you show up at 6 or 7 and you're done at 11 or 12. So you're going to have a few throughout the night. Intersperse that with water.
Yeah.
Have a bottle or a glass of water. Bring your own big cold jug of water or warm, whatever you like. I have to drink cold water. I don't like lukewarm water.
Room temperature, no.
But have that water with you or be a place where you can get some. If you're out, every time you order a drink, ask for a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
When you finish your drink, your water should be gone, right? Try to keep that sort of routine going because then you're not going to dehydrate yourself. And then hopefully you'll feel slightly less horrific in the morning if you've had 6 or 8 or 10 drinks.
Well, and my dad had a trick. He told me he'd go to parties because, you know, you get there and someone's already handing out booze and stuff. So he'd have a rum and Coke. So he'd have that. But then when the people were like, oh, do you want another one, Frank? He'd be like, oh, I'll take care of it myself. What he'd do is he'd put the Coke in and then put a little bit of like 7-Up in. So it looked like the rum was in there. And he'd drink those for a couple. And then he'd let the guy pour him another one.
There you go.
So he looked, if you're afraid of peer pressure, that's a good way to get around it. So everyone thinks you're drinking.
Yeah.
And they're admiring the fact that you're not hammered like everybody else. But you've still enjoyed a couple.
Yeah.
But you're sober because you've had some pop with ice.
That's a good method too. Yeah. Yeah. Or just screw the peer pressure and drink freaking water.
Yeah, or have a non-alcoholic beverage, like a non-alcoholic beer or something like that.
Yeah, and there's lots of different options, but the key with that is then, again, like we were saying, is just do it in moderation, keep yourself hydrated and thinking clearly so that the next day you don't feel dreadful. And, you know, saying that, A, because hangovers suck, but also because that hangover can throw a monkey wrench into the entire next day.
Oh, and you can ruin a whole day of well-planned events, especially around Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, just being smart about it and thinking clearly.
Which our species hasn't done a great job of in the last almost 2 years, but it's a good time to start.
Yes, I think that's a very fair point. So yeah, and there's so many other things. Staff parties can be scary because, you know, a lot of them are heavy on the drinking thing. So your father's trick there is definitely a good one. Mix your own drinks too, because other people have a tendency, especially if it's a crazy host that we've all had been to one of their parties at least once, where, you know, they bring you back your drink and it smells before you even get it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, 90% whiskey and 1% Coke.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just whiskey on ice, when you've asked for a rum and coke, yeah. Or whiskey and coke, I guess. So take control of it yourself.
Exactly. And that's a good way around it. So we hope these tips. And the mental health aspect too. We talked about meditation.
Yep.
A few weeks ago. This is a good time if you've been practicing to not stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like if you've got one of those apps, even just 5 minutes a day.
Headphones. Quiet room.
5 minutes a day will make a huge difference. If you can stick with your 10 or 20 that you usually do, great. But if you just don't have the time, some of them even have a 3-minute option just for a quick breath to catch your breath and calm down.
And that can be huge. You can listen to that and go for your walk and sit on a park bench. And,
exactly.
You know, like, yeah, you have to take control, I think, is what the main point is. Take control of yourself during this time of year so that you're making decisions that are best for you and your, then in turn, your family.
Exactly. Well, there we go.
And we were going to drop a hint about why we don't like New Year's resolutions.
Oh, right. Yes.
See, I remembered.
That's, well, you didn't wrote even, it down. Did you buy your bread, though?
Oh, son of a... Never mind. So why? What's your key reason, one, why you don't like New Year's resolutions?
Well, it's, I don't want to spoil the when we do the show. So I think... So I'm not going to say my main reason.
We'll save the big ones.
Why put undue pressure on yourself?
There you
just
go.
Just because it's a new year.
There you go. That's it.
How about you?
That's it. Nope.
No.
See, got you there. So again, thank you, Jason, for producing this wonderful show.
You're so very welcome.
And thank you to all of you for downloading this episode. You can find me at James Suds on Instagram and Anatomic Training, Fitness, and Coaching on Facebook. Thank you very much for listening and talk to you next week.
Hey, and you know, Merry Christmas and all that.
Was that? Merry Christmas, and I hope you actually listen to everything we discussed and hope you put some of those in practice and let me know if they worked out for you. Thanks again.